How's everybody doing? We played a Pico Union in LA, and they have a testing set here too. It's pretty cool.
Could it be that everything has changed?
I'm trying to figure out a way to make a joke out of the fact that we're playing in this loud, this very reverberant space, and anybody walks in, I hear for the wristband. Maybe you can't think that I can hear that, but I can. It's kind of funny. But you know, I've played through worse. A topless woman in Georgia screaming to this next song. Church. Jesus died here. Well, not here. But you know. Whenever I'm at a church and I see kids running around, I'm like, Jesus died here. Show some respect. Isn't that what church is all about? Wouldn't it be crazy if we just got struck by lightning right now? Just the two of us, and we'd be like, well, we are Jewish. What do you expect? Did somebody just talk, and then did somebody else just shush them? Because I was going to do that. Play a song called the Banjo Song. It's a surprise, and we didn't set up the stage for it. as you can see.
Is it Monet?
I don't often tell people what my songs are about because, you know, art is about however you interpret it, I feel. But if you care to know, when I was writing this, I was thinking that this was a conversation between two people. But if you identify with both sides of the conversation, which is very rare these days, if you know what I mean, feel free to. Thank you. That was the foggiest intro I've ever given. That song was about my feelings and not a banjo. You could feel you all thinking that. We're going to do one more song, and then we're going to make way for Courtney. I hope you guys are all really excited for a great show. I don't want to take any credit, but anytime anybody brings a cello player along, you're welcome. Anyway, we really want to thank her for taking us out with her. Being an opening band is a really great gift because the artist is basically giving you to her audience or their audience, you know? But also that audience is giving an even greater gift because when they listen, they give that to us, you know what I mean? So we want to thank you guys so much for being listening and hopefully enjoying. We're gonna close it out with a song by Peter Roman. It's one of our favorites. One of our favorite songs that ever written. And thanks again.
Against the sky, empty breath.